First one is investing more in disaster risk reduction. As I said, $1 spent is data accumulated over time. $1 spent in disaster risk in DRR saves about $7 in response. So that is obviously an economic incentive. So governments can definitely do that. Number two is on supporting local communities and organizations in resilience building. Rather than investing very high, massive figures in dollar sums in nationalized looking kind of intervention, I think we would do better to see if investing at the local level might offer more seepage of these resources and better impact for the people at the community level. And then for us at the Red Cross, this is where we cut our niche, working at the community level and investing in the community, because our volunteer network across Africa is made up of people who are permanently based in the communities that we work in. They are not per se as employees. They are part of the community where this intervention should be happening. And when you do that, we stand a better chance of reaching that household level, that community level, in a more sustainable way, and who will take much more ownership of any interventions that come to support their lives, rather than having the impact of swooping in and dropping in. So these are people personally invested in the fortunes of their own communities where they are at. At the Red Cross, we have local branches that we are trying to work with government in using branches, our Red Cross branches, because they are widely spread across the continent, even in South Sudan, which is more or less a new country. We have branches in every district. These branches can be used as centers to build local resilience and bringing in the youth and engaging the youth positively, including in building capacities where there are none and reaching the most vulnerable people who are not able to access basic services, as is the case in most parts of the African continent.
Yes, Andugu, we heard that you had the ongoing Pan-African platform on disaster risk reduction in Tunisia. Can you tell us what was all that all about?
Bring in practitioners, and this is a partnership by the African Union and the United Nations UNISDR, United Nations Institute for Disaster Risk Reduction and Recovery. So this is what we are doing. We have multiple partners, multiple practitioners. We have media, we have government participating here, basically to provide a platform for us to engage and share best practices, as well as share lessons learned in terms of success stories and not so successful stories, which we would also call lessons that can guide us toward polishing our interventions to make sure we have a cost-effective way of engaging for disaster risk reduction to build people's resilience, people's and countries' resilience. Also, we have an opportunity to have a discussion on the Sendai framework for DRR, which is the following instrument after the Hyogo framework, and it's supposed to be an instrument to improve local and national and regional investment in disaster risk reduction, to improve livelihood and to improve countries' preparedness and risk awareness and capacities between 2015 and 2030. So that is basically the reason for this platform, where we are deeply engaged.
Ndugu, can you tell to the people of South Sudan your last word in terms of the disaster risk reduction?
Well, my word, I've had the pleasure of working in South Sudan actually this year. And what I see are resilient people, very hopeful people. My take to them is that try as much as possible to have, I know it's a difficult situation, but if it is possible to engage the local government, talk to your representatives, ask them to push the central government to allocate a certain and predictable budget for disaster risk reduction at the local level. That would be the most ideal situation, because you are able to access a certain budgetary allocation that can be used for DRR, as well as not lose hope and engage in the local interveners that are in the country, particularly the Red Cross, the Red Cross of South Sudan, of whom we have the Secretary General of the South Sudan Red Cross participating with us in this platform. Engage branches, have a role as demanders, demand for services from the Red Cross. I can speak particularly for the Red Cross and ask them to address the branches at the local level, which will be able to link communities and solutions through the wider international federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society, and through which support and lessons and exchanges can be had.